Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Q104, good morning. No one won the Powerball last night.
Again?
$1.4 billion.
And it's just sitting there.
It is, and it grows for Saturday's drawing. So now $1.7 billion. That sucks, because that was my anniversary gift for my wife.
Oh.
I bought Powerball tickets.
And you already know now that nobody won?
Right.
Wow, what a bummer.
So I already texted her this morning. I'm like, we didn't win the Powerball.
But why would you do that? Just let her have her moment.
Well, what's the point? It's useless now.
Let her have, like, 30 seconds of excitement. My goodness.
That kind of sums up our entire marriage. 30 seconds of excitement. And then,
but you know what?
Plenty of disappointment.
Now you've been married for 18 years. Would you look at that?
I would have been happy if I would have won anything. And maybe we still did. I don't know, because I didn't, you know, the numbers are on my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
But someone won $1 million in Canfield.
Oh, okay.
They bought their ticket at a Sheetz.
Oh, look at that. Let's go Sheetz.
Like, someone won $100,000 in Toledo and in Dayton. I would have been happy with that.
I would be so happy with that. Just like, you know, just a little chump change, 100K. Nothing crazy.
It goes down the list. There's a $50,000 prize, a $200 prize, $100. There's a $4 prize.
You know what? I would take that. I won't complain about any free money.
128,000 people won the $4 prize in Ohio. And I paid $6 for Powerball tickets, so I would have made at least some of my money back.
Here's the real question. Would you be more upset if you only won $4? Isn't that almost kind of like offensive at that point?
A little bit, because yeah. I spent $6.
Yeah, and then you have to like go back and get your measly little $4. I don't know.
I'll be going back, because now that the lottery is over $1 billion, now I'll play.
Because now your odds are clearly so much better.
I don't know. I don't know why I think that way.
Bryce is the same way. I'm sure he'll be getting tickets this weekend, too.
All right, coming up this morning, there's a lot going on. We have good vibes. Of course, we'll get to that in a little bit. Hash It Out is happening this morning. Coincidentally, I don't think it has anything to do with the Powerball, but I think it has something to do with the lottery and money. The two people joining us for Hash It Out this morning.
Oh, interesting.
And then we'll have Alyssa's College of Knowledge for more tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks on Saturday night at Rockin' Arena. So that's at 7:55 and 8:55. The Q Morning Show. Good morning. Billie Eilish, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, today is my wedding anniversary. My gift to Paula this year was Powerball tickets that I bought last night. And I realize now that she's going to wake up and open them and be incredibly disappointed because nobody won the Powerball last night. Or nobody won the big prize. We didn't even win one of the little prizes.
Not even the $4 prize.
Not the $7 prize. Not the $8 prize. As far as I know, I haven't looked at the numbers yet this morning. So I texted Paula. She is up this morning. I texted her. I said, we didn't win the Powerball, but happy anniversary anyway. She texted back, happy anniversary. I just put all the lawn bags out on the tree lawn today for the trash pickup.
It's the most romantic anniversary text I ever have heard.
That's a passive-aggressive text.
You think so? I don't think so.
No, she's telling me that because there were a lot of lawn trash bags, grass clippings. We did some weeding this past weekend.
Oh, are you telling me that you didn't put them by the tree lawn?
Yeah, she's telling me
that she did it.
I just put all the lawn bags out for trash today. That's her telling me that I should have done that either last night or first thing this morning.
Well, you probably should have.
And then I texted back, in my defense, it was pouring rain this morning when I left. So it would have been extremely difficult for me to do that.
Difficult? Yes. Impossible? No.
This is 18 years of marriage. This is the kind of thing that you talk about.
Congratulations. Your marriage is now old enough to, what, buy lottery tickets?
Yeah, I think legally you can buy a lottery ticket at 18 years old. All right, good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. Who has a good vibe on my anniversary today? Like, what makes you happy? What are you looking forward to? Maybe something this weekend, something later on this month. Just something that's happening to you right now that makes you happy. Good vibes at 655 on the way. Let's go to Seven Hills. We're going to talk to Gina and get a good vibe this morning. Gina, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe.
So this upcoming weekend, I am going on a birthday dinner, all my best friends. It took us forever to schedule this. My birthday was a month ago, but I'm so excited to see everybody. And like, I've just been looking forward to it for like the last few weeks.
Okay. So it's not just a birthday dinner. It's your birthday dinner.
Yeah. My birthday dinner, but my birthday was a while ago. So it kind of also feels like bonus celebration, you know?
I'm assuming that all of this was planned in a group chat.
Yes.
So where is everyone traveling?
So we're all traveling to New York City together.
Whoa!
Some of my friends live out there, to be fair. So it's not like we're not, there's like three of us that are meeting up and then two of them that like live out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But this, still fun.
Is this a milestone birthday for you?
Yes, it was. I turned 40.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense then. That deserves a New York City birthday celebration.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to get together there every couple of years. So, like, we always have the best time, but this is a big one. So I'm really happy it's working out.
That's awesome. I'm glad that everyone's getting together to celebrate you and have a fantastic time in New York City.
Thank you. I will.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So the newly engaged Travis Kelce, he got engaged to a young lady named Taylor. He was on his podcast, the New Heights podcast, giving advice to guys on how to propose to their partner.
You got to know your gal or your significant other. You got to know them.
You can't.
And you can't let how somebody else does it make you feel like you need to do it that way.
It got me thinking on my 18th anniversary. How did I do with my proposal?
Oh, wow. So you're really digging in the archives 18 years ago.
19 years ago, I guess.
Oh, well, when you proposed, pop the question.
So we're going to bring my wife, Paula, on to grade my proposal. And you know Paula. She's not going to hold back. She'll tell me the truth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. Good morning. So today is not just any day. It's not just Thursday for me. Today is my wedding anniversary.
Yee!
My wife, Paula, is here with us. Good morning, love of my life.
Morning.
Happy anniversary to you.
You too.
So today, our marriage is a legal adult, 18 years old.
Wow.
Our marriage can vote legally.
Can buy cigarettes. Oh, no, can you buy cigarettes?
Buy tobacco? Is that 18 or 21 now?
I don't know anymore. I'm not sure.
Can my marriage vape?
Yeah, that's the real question.
So the reason that my wife, Paula, is here, and I saw this months ago, and I'm like, oh, I definitely want to talk about this on the show. I'm like, the perfect time would be on my wedding anniversary. So that's why my wife is here. Paula, there is a survey that I read that only 39% of people would give their marriage proposal an A+.
Oh, that's sad.
When asked to grade their engagement, the average respondent gives theirs an A-. So that's the average,
okay,
an A-.
That's not bad.
But 29% of people admit that the proposal did not meet their expectations.
29%. Wow.
That's the question I wanted to ask Paula, because I don't think it's a question that I've ever asked her. It's not a conversation that I've ever had. Let me just give you the highlights, Alyssa, of what happened for our proposal. Because Paula and I were very practical people.
Yes.
There's no surprises involved.
You've mentioned that, like, you guys talked about it before you popped the question.
Right. We both knew that we were going to get married once it became financially responsible for
right.
us to do it. And then Paula designed her own engagement ring, because there's no way I'm going to try to pick out a ring for her and waste a ton of money on a ring that she doesn't like.
Good thinking.
Because she designed her own ring, she had an idea that I was eventually going to pop the question.
Yeah, that might give it away.
The only thing that she didn't know after she had designed the ring, she had no idea how long it would take for the ring to be created and then shipped to me. So once I got it, I hid it somewhere in the house. And what I ended up doing was booking a weekend at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. We were living in Florida at the time. I'm pretty sure I told you, Paula, before we even went to the Breakers, that we were going to stay at the Breakers, didn't I?
Yeah, you let it slip because you said something about packing for the weekend.
Right. Well, I figured that Paula does not like surprises.
Mm.
Like, I don't think that she would have enjoyed me just pulling into the Breakers Hotel, because then she'd be like, well, I didn't bring anything to wear. I don't have the right dress for dinner. I didn't bring my swimsuit. You know, stuff like that.
We like to be prepared.
Yeah. Do I have that right, Paula?
Yeah.
So we check into the hotel. I think that we hung out by the pool for a few hours. I remember we went offsite. We left the hotel to go eat dinner somewhere. I think it was some French restaurant on Palm Beach Island. And I do remember Paula getting a little antsy there. Like, a little impatient.
Oh.
Because at some point during dinner, I have the recollection of her asking me, like, when are you going to ask the question already?
Oh, no.
Like, when is this coming? Do you remember that, Paula?
I have no patience, so that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to kill you, though, sitting there knowing that it's coming, and it's just like, when?
Right.
When is it going to just get it over with?
Well, it wasn't during dinner.
It could be in the cake. It could be, you know. Who
you
knows?
Have a lot of options.
You thought that I would put the ring inside cake?
Well, that does happen.
Yeah, that's not like an outlandish thing. People do that.
That's not what I did. We ended up finishing dinner. We went back to the hotel, back to the Breakers. I think we went to some bar where we each ordered a glass of wine. I do remember this. It cost like $80.
What?
For two glasses of wine.
Ooh.
And I think at that point, I'm like, I better get to this question already, because I'm going to go
getting
broke.
Expensive.
Yeah. So we went, I remember we walked to the back of the Breakers Hotel, and the ocean is right behind us. And that's where I proposed to my wife.
Aww.
Did I get any of those details incorrect, Paula?
No, that's all right. Yeah.
Here now is the key question. How would you grade the proposal? When I see that 29% of people say that their proposal didn't meet their expectations, now I'm a little worried. So how would you grade my proposal, Paula?
Well, out of all of the proposals that I have received, yours was by far the best, the only one that I went through with.
Woohoo!
You didn't give it a grade, though. You got to give it a grade.
A+.
You give it an A+?
Yes.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, yay!
I was not expecting that at all.
See, look at that. A+.
You have no confidence in yourself.
No, I do not. I didn't then, and I still do not.
Even with hearing that you did such a good job, you got an A+ on your proposal?
Even after 18 years, I would still be nervous about asking Paula to marry me today.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how you know it's true love. That's how you know.
Paula, happy anniversary. We should give it another 18 years. What do you think?
Okay, sounds good. Let's just do another proposal by the Breakers.
She's like, get me another vacation,
she wants to go
please.
Back down to the Breakers.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, Paula.
Love you too. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Guys.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We are both here this morning because neither of us won the Powerball last night.
No, we did not. Unfortunately.
I would still come into work if I did win the Powerball.
I wouldn't.
I want to state that for the record.
I love you guys. I wouldn't be here, though.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. Now, someone did win the lottery, at least recently. Not the Powerball last night, but someone did win the lottery. And we're not sure if it's Tanya or Rocco.
Ooh.
They're on this morning to hash it out. Let's go to Tanya first. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
So if I am to understand this, Rocco is your ex, your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, we just broke up a few weeks ago.
Okay, so why are you both here this morning? What do we need to hash it out?
He owes me money, but he doesn't think that he owes me money. So I am here to prove him wrong.
And how much money does he owe you? Does this have something to do with the lottery?
Yeah, how much are we talking?
$500. And this is what happened. The weekend we broke up, we stopped at a store to get a bottle of wine, some other stuff. And we were going to my place. I paid for everything, by the way. And then Rock was like, hold on, let me get some scratch-offs. So he buys some, you know, scratch-off lottery tickets. And I gave him the cash to buy them. Hold on to that. That's important.
Okay.
And then we end up breaking up the next day. Not surprising. We've broken up before, and I knew we were kind of headed in that direction, so fine, no big deal. But what is a big deal is that that night, he texts me a picture of one of the lottery tickets he bought and says, just won $1,000.
Oh.
And I said, half that money is mine. You know, I was with him when he bought it, and I gave him the money to buy the tickets. So he should give me $500.
Wow. Okay. So she gave him, just to sum up, Tanya, you gave Rocco the cash to buy scratch-off lottery tickets.
Yep.
Then you broke up. Then he finds out, oh, I have so many questions. Let's just bring in Rocco because all the questions that I have.
Yeah, I've got a ton.
Are for him. Rocco, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
Thank you for being here. Here's my first question. When did you realize that you won money, $1,000 from scratch-off lottery tickets?
I mean, it was the day after I bought them. You know, like, I bought them on a Saturday night. We broke up on Sunday. And sometime after that, you know, I remember that I had those tickets, scratched them off, and boom, you know, I found out I won $1,000.
Okay, so you scratched it off after you broke up.
Yeah.
Okay.
After all games were off.
Right, but I gave you the money, and you texted me just to be a huge jerk, and you know that you should give me half.
Look, being real, like, I don't see any reality at all that exists where you deserve half or really any of the money.
I was with you when you bought the ticket. I gave you the cash. We were there together at the time. You wouldn't even have been in the store if it wasn't for me, and I gave you the cash to buy the ticket.
Okay, but maybe she didn't tell you guys this. She gave me the money that she owed me already. She had owed me $20 from before, so she gave me $5 to buy the lottery tickets, and, like, I consider that $5 to be a part of the $20. So, like, you know, honestly, you still owe me $15, so maybe you should be paying me that.
Oh, my gosh. The plot keeps twisting.
Uno reverse.
Oh, my God.
You know you're wrong about this. That's why you texted me that night that you won the money, because you wanted to provoke me. But you know deep down that you owe me half of that money.
I mean, unfortunately for you, I don't. Like, I guess, you know, pretty bad timing on your part to break up with me the following day. Like, this is, maybe you've heard of it. It's called karma coming back to you. You know, you owed me $20. You only gave me $5. Then you broke up with me. And I mean, I won $1,000. Like, you know, obviously, that's the universe. That's perfect karma.
You sound like a crazy person. The way that you are rationalizing this is insane, and you are about to be proven wrong.
I hope someone is going to be proven right or wrong. Wow.
Wow.
Tanya and Rocco, hang on right there. 216-474-0104. I know that we have, from time to time, legal minds that listen to the show that maybe could shed some light on this. Okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
They were together
when the ticket was purchased.
Rocco bought them, but she gave him the cash, but he's saying
she owed him money.
Yeah. So
the part of this that's really the kicker for me, though, is that Tanya broke up with Rocco. That's a detail that I just got at the very end there. Tanya broke up with Rocco. So, no, she shouldn't get any of the money.
You don't think she should?
No.
But they were together. She gave him the cash.
She broke up with him.
So that, okay, 216-474-0104. This is why we hash things out on this show. Rocco won $1,000. Tanya wants half. Is she entitled to half that lottery money? 216-474-0104. It's Q104. Hash it out this morning. I've spent my entire time on the phone. I haven't even looked at the text. Already it seems overwhelming in favor of one side. So Tanya and Rocco, they are a couple that should not be dating anymore, and I don't think that they will, especially after this.
I don't think they're going to return to that.
But they were together on a random Saturday night, and they stopped in at a convenience store, I guess, and Rocco's like, hey, can I have a couple bucks to buy some scratch-off lottery tickets? And Tanya gave him the money. And then the next day, they broke up. And now Rocco got in touch with Tanya and said, I guess he was bragging, and said, I won $1,000 from those lottery tickets that we bought the other night. And Tanya wants half of $1,000. So she wants $500
of that
money. From
somebody that she just broke up with.
And Rocco saying, well, you owed me $20 anyway, so that money that you gave me, it goes towards the balance of what you owed me, and it's very confusing here. Tessa and Lorraine, good morning. Should Tanya get half of that lottery winnings?
I don't think so, because she gave him the $5. That was her choice. But if it was money that she already owed him anyway, then I don't think that she should have gotten it. Was it a little petty of him to send a text message after they broke up? Yeah, but she did break up with him. So I don't think that she should get the money. And I think for her to call him crazy is kind of weird.
Yeah, because Tanya would never have known.
Right, if he wouldn't have said anything.
He could have just walked around. He would have had an extra $1,000 and wouldn't even be in this situation right now.
Right, he would not be on our show.
Owen in Bay Village, should Tessa get half the money?
No, she should not, because she already owed him $20, and she broke up with him after he already won the lottery. So,
Does it work that way?
What?
So Tanya gave him the cash, mm-hmm. even though she owed him $20. I mean, could she just say that money didn't come out of the money that I owed you? Like, could she collect $500 and then give him $20 back?
I don't see how that there would be any logic there, like at all whatsoever.
Well, sometimes I don't always deal with logic. Issa in Cleveland, what do you think? Should Tanya get half the money?
Absolutely not. It just for her to be so obviously angry and a little unhinged about it is ridiculous to me. Like, he won $1,000. You still owe him money. Like, just let it go. Just say goodbye and let it go. Was it petty for him? You know, I agree that to text her. Sure. But like, you're calling him crazy. You're making it. I mean, he's being very rational in his thought process. And she mm-hmm. just sounds like she's like ready to like rip his head off, you know? And obviously it was a volatile relationship kind of, it seems like, and it's over. So just walk away, let it go. It's not even worth it.
Well, Issa, yes, that's the healthy thing to do.
But right, that would be the healthy thing to do.
She's not going to get the $500, so just let it go.
If there wasn't a Tanya and Rocco in the world, then we wouldn't have anything to talk about this morning.
We'd be out of a job.
I'm grateful for them. Rachel in Cleveland, is there anybody that thinks Tessa should get half the money? Rachel, do you think she should?
Yes, I think she should, regardless if she owes him $15. He won $1,000. If he feels that deep about the $15, give her the $485, take your $15 out. If it wasn't for her money, he wouldn't have been in that store buying that ticket. They were still together at the time. Who cares if they broke up after?
See, Alyssa, there is another side to this.
There's always two sides to everything.
The texts are coming in so fast.
Like, I know, they're coming in like just rapid fire.
I'll start to read a text and then another one will come in and then it gets all jumbled up. So.
Yeah, I think for the most part, we seem to be Team Rocco over here.
All right.
That Rocco should keep all the money. That's the side that I'm going to err on to. But more so just because, you know what, Tanya, cut your losses, girl. Yeah. Sounds like this is a relationship that needed to end anyways, so just wash your hands of it.
Anything further, you can shoot us a text as well, 216-474-0104. Are those still the numbers?
I think
216-474-0104. Brittany in Westlake is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't want to put any extra pressure on you, but I think you're going to go 5 for 5 today.
That would be great.
I really do. I feel that.
That would be great.
Let's find out. If you go 5 for 5, you have a really good chance of beating Alyssa. If she goes 5 for 5, then she ties you. But if you get more than her, you win. And that's all I need to say. So let's jump into your questions right now. Question number one. Her birthday is today. She is the daughter of Matthew Knowles and Tina Knowles.
Might not go 5 for 5. I don't know that one. That sounds so bad. I'm sure I do know it, but I cannot think of it.
All right. Perhaps my prediction was wrong.
Perhaps it was wrong.
Let's try to go 4 for 4. Question two. This fast food restaurant just announced they are bringing back extra value meals on September 8th.
McDonald's.
Question three. It's the company that owns Gmail.
Google.
Question four. Finish this movie. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before
Christmas.
Final question. What popular condiment is made from lemon juice, oil, and egg yolk?
Lemon juice, oil, and egg yolk?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. I don't really eat condiments. So, no, it's not ketchup. No, it's not mustard. Maybe mayonnaise?
All right, Brittany, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, I clearly jinxed you there, Brittany, by predicting that you would go 5 for 5. But hey, pretty darn close. Brittany went 4 for 5 today, Alyssa.
Oh, nice. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
So your challenge, Alyssa, is to get 4 correct to tie her. And if you get all 5, you win the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Her birthday is today. She is the daughter of Matthew Knowles and Tina Knowles.
Beyonce.
Beyonce's birthday today.
Queen Bee.
Question two. This fast food restaurant just announced they are bringing back extra value meals on September 8th.
McDonald's.
Question three. It's the company that owns Gmail.
Google.
Question four. Finish this movie. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before
Christmas.
Alyssa gets the tie today. Final question. Will she get the win? What popular condiment is made from lemon juice, oil, and egg yolk?
Is that mayo?
It is mayonnaise. Oh, my gosh. Brittany, she's unstoppable lately.
I'm on fire today.
Yes. Go, girl.
But, hey, you didn't do too bad yourself. 4 out of 5.
I got that first one, though. My brain was just not there this morning.
It happens.
That's all right. You guys aren't supposed to be cheering on Alyssa. You're supposed to try to beat her. All right?
We're nice people around here, Bill. We can root for each other.
Brittany, Saturday night, you're going to be at Rocket Arena for Monster Trucks, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks.
Woo! My name is Brittany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us this morning. All right, so I completely misunderstood these games. All of these workouts that you're about to present, all of these are real workouts.
They're not workouts. They're health hacks.
What's the difference?
So health hacks could be for, you know, anything on your body. Like any, I don't know. Like it doesn't have to be a workout, though. Well,
we've been talking about TikTok workouts on the show. I'm doing the 12-3-30 workout on TikTok, which is on a treadmill, 12% incline, 3 miles per hour for 30 minutes. And then the other day you were telling me about something like Quadra something.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some other TikTok workout where you gotta
run around on all fours.
Like a dog.
Yeah. These TikTok hacks are getting a little out of control. So I thought it'd be fun to make a game. Is it a modern TikTok hack or a medieval health hack?
Okay. But when you say medieval, you're saying this is an actual health, like
something that they used to do back in the olden days.
Right.
Yes.
Like when they used to put leeches on you.
Yes.
To heal you.
Like that kind of stuff.
Is that a workout hack?
I mean, it's not a workout hack, but I guess you could call it a health hack. I don't really know if it works.
If I lived in medieval times, there's a real good chance that I would have tried the leeches because it just seems like I wouldn't have to do any cardio at that point. So all I have to do is put these leeches on my body and I'm going to lose weight.
Maybe.
Fine, I'll do it. Okay,
sure.
So I have to guess what is the modern day health hack and what is the medieval health hack.
Correct.
All right, now I finally understand.
All right, so let's start you off with an easy one. A vinegar mask for glowing skin. Does that sound like a TikTok hack or a medieval hack?
It's a TikTok hack. No?
No. That goes all the way back to medieval times, baby.
They had vinegar back then in the medieval times?
A vinegar mask for glowing skin. You would mix vinegar, flour, oil, and rub it all over your face. All right, moving on. Number two, garlic in the nose to clear up your sinuses. Does that feel like a TikTok hack or a medieval hack to you?
It feels medieval, but now I think you're trying to confuse me, so I'm going to say that's a TikTok thing.
Oh, you should have gone with your gut.
Oh,
that's a medieval thing. That is a TikTok thing. Sorry.
Wait.
Yeah, there you go. That's a TikTok thing. Garlic in the nose, supposed to help clear up your sinuses. Not sure if that works.
So I'm 1-1.
You're 1-1. Number three, drinking barley water. Supposed to help with digestion. Do we think that's a TikTok thing or do we think that's a medieval thing?
I don't even know what barley water is. Is that it?
You mix barley into water.
Yes, but you're assuming that I know what barley is. Like, where do I get regular access to barley?
Do you get that at the Barley House? I'm not sure.
I'm going to say that's medieval.
That would be a medieval one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. That goes back 1,000 years.
See, if you could go to the health store and buy barley water, and maybe you can. I just haven't heard of it.
All right, number four, mustard on your burns, helping it heal faster. Does that feel like a TikTok thing or medieval?
That's definitely TikTok.
Yeah, that's a TikTok one.
Because, again, mustard. Like, I wouldn't consider...
I was wondering if they had mustard back then. I'm not sure.
I would never consider mustard to be a medieval thing.
Yeah, I don't know if they were eating that on their glizzies back then. Okay, number five, putting ginger in your belly button, specifically to help with period cramps for women. Do we think that's a TikTok or medieval?
Ginger.
Ginger in the belly button.
Now, I know you can get ginger at basically any produce section of the grocery store.
That would be correct.
But it was probably around in medieval times as well. I'm going to say that's medieval.
No, that's a TikTok one. TikTok. Okay, one more, and I think
does
you got
work?
This.
Does it work?
No. No, it does not work. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
I thought we could, because this could be informative and helpful at the same time.
I mean, at least according to the research that I've read, it doesn't help. But you could try it. I guess it doesn't hurt. Last one, and I feel like you got to get this one right. Putting lizard ashes in your hair to make it long, luscious, and flowing. Modern or medieval?
That's got to be medieval.
That's medieval,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope nobody is roasting up any lizards for some nice locks.
Are lizards even easily accessible?
Not here.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I would not think so.
The Q Morning Show, it's Q.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Q104. Tay McRae, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Stephanie in Parma is with us right now. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi.
Stephanie, are you able to pass the phone to the passenger in your car?
Yes, I can. One second.
Okay.
There's someone on the phone for you. Hello?
Is this Patty?
It is.
Patty, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
My name is Bill. Thanks. This is Alyssa. We work on the radio on Q104.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you. Now, that's your daughter, Stephanie.
It is. Best daughter ever.
Where are you two headed this morning?
We're going to finish our scuba diving certification.
How cool!
Now, what?
Yeah, ringing in 60 with a, well, I was going to say with a bang, but with a bubble.
With a splash.
With a snorkel.
What inspired you to get certified to scuba dive?
We travel a lot. Well, our version of a lot, and just another way for us to share experiences while we're, you know, out somewhere. We like to snorkel, but you can't see all the good stuff unless you can get deeper. So, you know, it's just one more way to spend time with my daughter that I love.
How special? Do you have any major trips planned on the horizon?
We do. We're hoping to scuba the Atlanta Aquarium, actually. They have a whale shark there. And next year we're going on a cruise, so Curacao and the Bahamas, Dominican Republic, stuff like that.
Oh, so you are going to be well prepared for that.
Yeah.
How fun.
I have never heard of a whale shark.
I haven't either.
I didn't know that.
It's like the size of a bus.
So a whale mated with a shark, and now you got a whale shark.
Whale shark.
And I'm scared.
I don't think that's quite how it goes. I just know they don't eat people, so that's why we can scuba with it.
Oh, that's good. Good for you guys.
They don't eat people. Yeah. Then we're good.
Well, Patty.
Yeah, right.
It was wonderful to meet you. Happy birthday today. Enjoy your day and enjoy the time with your daughter. And congratulations on getting that scuba diving certification.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day today.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, moving on. So you know I went to that wedding this past weekend?
Yes.
I heard yesterday, I don't have all the details, but I heard that the mother of the groom...
The person that, like, you guys knew at this wedding. This was Paula's friend, the mother of the groom.
I heard she's injured.
From the wedding?
I think so. I want to get into this.
What happened?
How have you hurt yourself during a wedding? That's next. It's Q104. Yeah, so I only got fragments of this story from my wife, Paula. And to be honest, I really wasn't paying that much attention.
Typical man.
But the mother of the groom from this wedding that we attended this past weekend, I guess that after the wedding, there were a lot of things to carry out of the wedding venue, like boxes, like food that was left over.
And
maybe some gifts and things like that. And so there was a lot of bending over and picking things up and loading it into cars. And I think that she threw her back out.
What? No.
And so this morning, I think for maybe 2 days now, she's been bedridden.
Oh my gosh.
Her back is just killing her.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, she busted a move on the dance floor or something.
Well, that would be a better story.
It would be, but still.
So I thought we'd do this. 216-474-0104. How did you hurt yourself at a wedding?
It was not how you intended the day to go.
Maybe it was on the dance floor. Maybe it was something else. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Sandy is listening to us in Bedford Heights. Sandy, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us, how did you hurt yourself at a wedding?
Well, actually, you know, I'm calling not for me. It's my husband. He's a little shy. So it wasn't a wedding. It was our wedding, first of all. Right?
Oh.
Yep. It was our wedding. I was looking fabulous. I had my dress, thousands of dollars. And, you know, we're not heavy drinkers, but we were drinking that night. You know, we were living. Right?
As you should. It's your wedding.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, towards the end of the night, everything went good, smooth. At the end of the night, we're still dancing. All of a sudden, you know, his favorite song comes on. It's from that movie. I think it's Staying Alive, one of his favorite movie. Right? And this fool decided to turn into Dancing from the Stars. All of a sudden, he takes off running. So I'm like, what is he doing? Right? And he drops down to his knees and he slides across the floor. And he got pretty far, too, until he slammed into my aunt that was dancing.
Oh, no.
Fell and she tried to catch herself and she hurt her wrist.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he just got up. He said, I'm okay. But come to find out, he tore his ACL on our wedding night. What are the chances?
tore his ACL on the dance floor.
On the dance floor. He thought he was John Travolta. I don't know.
So you need, what, an ambulance at that point? What happened?
Well, actually not. So, you know, my husband is a type. He don't like doctors. He's one of those. Like, you don't go to the doctor unless he's, or, you know, needs, it's ready. Like, he's at that point. So he said, we're going to thug it out. We're just going to go straight to the honeymoon. So went to the honeymoon. He was in pain. We iced it. He said, is this a sprain? And, you know, we laid by the pool. I wanted to do stuff. But I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to be incompassionate. But when we got back, that's when we found out that he tore his ACL because we went to the emergency room because he couldn't take it no more.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finally got to the point that he was like, I got to do something about it.
Right. He's one of those.
And so we're talking about this song right here. You said from a movie. I guess you're talking about Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're talking about. It's
bringing all the memories back.
You're playing your song, honey. Listen to it.
Yeah. Don't slide across the living room.
Right. He's shaking. He's dancing.
You got that bad knee. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it again. We can't have another torn ACL.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Dirk in Parma is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Dirk, good morning.
Good morning.
The rules, quickly. I'm going to ask you trivia questions. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Dirk, are you ready?
I am.
Let's go. What did Levi Strauss invent?
Jeans.
Question two. The most recent building to be built in downtown Cleveland. It was completed in December of 2023.
I want to say the Sherwin-Williams building.
Question three. This 2019 song by The Weeknd recently hit 5 billion streams.
Oh. By The Weeknd. I have no clue.
Question four. What famous game was a mat with colored circles?
Was a match with colored circles. What game was matched with colored circles? Was it Connect Four?
Final question. Perhaps you had to read this in high school. The author, Ernest Hemingway. The book, The Old Man and What?
Old Man and I'll say a dog.
Okay, Dirk, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Dirk, you started out well and then tailed off there at the end. I have you down for 2 correct out of 5 today.
Oh, geez.
That's all right. Good. I think we have some difficult questions here. Alyssa, meet Dirk in Parma.
Good morning, Dirk.
Good morning.
I learned a lot about Dirk in the past 5 minutes just asking him these questions.
Oh, okay.
So he went 2 out of 5. You need 2 to tie him, 3 to win the game, Alyssa.
All right.
Question one. What did Levi Strauss invent?
Jeans.
Question two. The most recent building to be built in downtown Cleveland, it was completed in December of 2023.
Is that the Sherwin-Williams building?
Yes, it was. Question three. This 2019 song by The Weeknd recently hit 5 billion streams. Dirk was not one of those streamers.
Blinding Lights?
Blinding Lights is correct.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Question four. What famous game was a mat with colored circles?
Twister.
Twister is correct. Oh, my gosh. Is Alyssa about to go 5 for 5? My guess is no. Because, because when Alyssa was in English class in high school, she didn't read anything. Perhaps you had to read this book in high school, Alyssa. Maybe it was assigned to you. The author was Ernest Hemingway.
Okay.
The book, The Old Man and What?
The Old Man and the... I don't know. I could say something offensive, but I won't. The Old Man, and there's a lot of fill in the blanks that could go there.
Really?
I don't know.
I would love to know what that offensive term is. You'll have to tell me in a second. The Old Man and the Sea is the name of that classic literary trove, treasure.
You know, for the record, I was never assigned to read that ever. Ever. Never in my life.
Well, you didn't have Mr. Jigunik as your English teacher then.
I did not.
Dirk?
Yes.
Thank you for playing today. Hopefully you'll do better next time. We do have some passes for you to go see Hot Wheels Monster Trucks on Saturday night at Rocket Arena.
Oh, cool. My name is Dirk, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.